Well, that's strange, isn't it? You didn't even hear Blog Talk Radio. Okay, right. I expected to hear something, but not big at all. Okay. Right then, we're here at 9 p.m. on a Thursday evening here from the UK. And we have Bryn Durham as my guest once again this evening. Now, we tried to get a second hour guest, but unfortunately, nobody's come forward. So we're going to mosey on anyway, and we're going to see how long we can go, see how many callers we get. Okay, yeah. Right. So we'll say hello to Bryn, and our first call is Queen.
Hello, this is Bryn calling.
Hiya, Bryn.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Can I... who am I speaking to? Can I get your name, please?
This is Queen. Welcome back.
Oh, Queen. Hi, Queen. How are you?
I'm Royal. How are you?
Okay, you're Royal. Royal Queen. That sounds like a good condition to be in.
I agree. I accept it for me and for you if you choose. What's the word? What do you feel around me? And I'll ask questions if I feel.
Okay. Let's see. What's going on with Queen? Yeah. Let's see. What's happening with Queen at this time? I feel that it feels like you're going into new territory. It feels like you're looking into some new, I want to say, I don't know if they're modalities or facets of information or new ideas coming to you. Either this is happening now or it's going to be happening, but I feel some new areas of interest are starting to come through. Even if it's now on an unconscious level, it's going to be coming into your consciousness. I just feel... Do you do any kind of healing, like healing work at all?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing the modalities you're using. I'm cutting you in. You're using them, but there's also some new facets of them that you're going to discover, whether it's an offshoot of those modalities or something of those modalities where you go even deeper into them, it feels like. To me, also, if you're not doing it now, or if you are doing it now, you're going deeper, or you're going to discover to go into, like, working with colors, like color therapy, like, working with chakras and color type, modalities, working with the meaning of colors and how people react to colors. Also, I feel that you do some singing. Is that correct? You do some kind of work with the voice at all?
That's coming on board again after decades. So that's coming forward, yes.
Yeah, so I see that coming into the foreground again, Queen. I feel that's going to be music and toning, like toning, that kind of thing, music and singing. So, yeah, I feel it's almost like a new new things coming to you, new experiences, I'm thinking of the modalities, a revivification or recharging of the modalities, even going into them deeper or in a deeper level of them. So, yeah, that's what I see around you. Let's just look a little further here. What is surrounding Queen at this time? Let's see, what's surrounding Queen at this time? It feels like I'm getting the word map, like some kind of mapping or mapping, like there's a... It might be the map of your path or something. They're showing me the map of your path and you know... It goes in kind of a zigzag direction at times, but then I feel there's a period of that, and then it feels like it goes smoother, where it's not going, swerving this way and that way, and it's going up a mountain like an incline. So that to me says something about the ascension path you're on, because what I see surrounding you is this map, and it's going towards like a new horizon for you. It's like a new, and it kind of connects with this what I was seeing in the beginning with the modalities, where some new things are coming in, but also going deeper into the things that you already have that you're working with. So it's interesting. They show me this map, and it's like going up this hill or mountain, and then there's a rising sun. And it's all kind of very symbolic, but to me it feels like a new level of awareness that you're entering into. And the colors come in really strongly. So I feel, working with color therapy and that kind of thing is going to help you with your healing capacities and everything. And let's see, what else? Any messages here? Let's see, any messages for Queen? Any messages for Queen? Is there a message for Queen at this time? They say keep the writing going. There's more books. There's more writing. There's like a spirit that writes. It's almost like there's a spirit that embodies you when you write, because I see the spirit with one of those old kind of pens that have a kind of, you dip the pens in an inkwell, and you would write it. And they're showing me that kind of spirit that kind of works through you when you're writing. And it's almost like they kind of come into you and embody you in a sense. So it kind of channels you through you when you write. So I feel the message is about the writing and more writing coming. And also it seems like some of the writing, you're going to write something about the past, like some issues about the past that were inflamed for you, that kind of inflamed you, that is going to help you write them out. They're kind of tough times that you had, and you're going to write them out, and it's going to help you kind of process those experiences. So anyway, that's what I have for like a general reading.
That's beautiful. The writing, there's a goddess, a Kemetic Egyptian goddess, Shashat, and she's depicted with a pen.
Interesting.
Yeah, one of the first scribes. Yeah, I thought you would like to know that. And the colors, I'm feeling, I'm knowing, and as you were speaking, fabric, but also painting and stones, working with them more, colors on canvas. So, and the modalities, going deeper, and the writing, the healing, going into the past and the healing of myself, it's interwoven in my writing,
Okay.
Camouflage, yet helping me and helping others. So, yes, tough time being here. Let me see. That was good. That was right on.
Okay, thank you. So do you have any specific questions at all?
Well, anything else you get with the writing? And I'm also feeling to ask you about my dancing.
Your dancing? Oh, I like that. Let me look at the writing just one more time. Anything else? Okay, let's see. Any more information about Queen's writing? No, it just says, they're just showing me this image of the spirit that comes through, and I get the words with the writing, higher levels, working with higher levels, and the phrase different tonalities in the writing. It seems that also the writing carries an energy code, like it carries an energy signature along with just the visual words and the meaning of the words and the meaning of the paragraph. It also carries a certain energetic, kind of impression, okay? So that's what they're saying with the writing. And but the dancing, let's see, I like the dancing a lot. Boy, let's see. So Queen's dancing. Because I get an image of you doing this, like, beautiful circular dancing. It's almost like it's you on the floor, you're in a long skirt, and there's one leg over here, one leg over there, and you're swirling your arms around in a circle and moving the legs. And I feel when I look at the evolution of your dancing, Dancing Queen. when I look at the get Abba in here, right? Dancing Queen. When I look at the evolution of your dancing, I feel that. Interesting. They say, and I don't know if you do it already, but they say that you might conduct some classes in creative dancing, like. For youngsters or people or other, you know, or just, you know, regular age, you know, older people, it seems like the dancing, you might have, like, people learning from you in terms of the dancing. Anyway, I think our time's up.
Thank you, but in the past, I have taught many youngsters, and I look forward to doing it, not only youngsters, but adults in the future, just to validate you. Thanks, Ken. Thank you for
coming.
You're
welcome. Yeah, thanks, Queen. Take care. It's great talking with you. Yeah.
Thank you, Queen. And I hope you're going to stay with us listening. Right then, let's see where we are. Okay. Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Hey, Catherine. Hi, how are you doing? How can
Good. I have kind of two unrelated questions. First one is, I have gotten a lot of, I don't know how to say it, but a smell coming through, like when people are leading a medic, I forgot the name of it, it's a Claire, whatever, Claire smell.
Claire,
factory or something, yeah.
Right.
And, yeah, so it just happened last night. I was taking a Zoom class, and the woman on the other side was leading a meditation at the end, and all of a sudden, a smell, I mean, it sounds crazy, but like a smell through the computer. and I was like, oh, what? And it was incense burning.
Wow.
Yeah, and I wasn't burning any incense. So just anything about that gift or how – I don't know how I could use that more or what. I'm just kind of like, I don't know what to do.
Sure,
with it
yeah. I'm looking for the source of that incense, if you don't mind a minute.
Please.
When I sense that time when the smell of the incense came for you, I feel it was a personal guide I'm hearing. It seems like an ancient person, like a guide. I kind of see this guide in a lotus position. Then I get, you know, some devotee of Shiva or something like that. And I feel that this guide was just wanting to let you know that it's around. And let's see, why did Catherine smell? Okay, guide, why did Catherine smell this?
Well, that's interesting. The woman leading the class was, like, more of the Aztec tradition. And so I was thinking more of, like, Mexico, but if it's the guide, of, you know, could be come in from more of an Indian background, you know, I believe that, but, you know.
Could be. I just feel... It was a more of a validation that you're on the right track, that you're being guided to, with the smell of the incense, I feel you're being guided to learn more about what you're doing on the Zoom class. I feel it was more like a sense of you're on the right track and then go deeper into things, I feel. That's the sense I get.
It was about flower essences. and making how to make your own flower essence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The smell. Very interesting.
But it's not a flower smell at all. You know, it was
no,
a definite resin.
No, but it's an incense. So I feel it was indicating that learning about the flower essences, which has to do with, you know, smell and, you know, a sense of
yeah.
a certain smell.
Well, actually, no, there's no smell in flower essence.
That's true.
You
that's
take
true.
It. You know, it's water
that's true.
That you take
yeah.
under your tongue.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just feel it was a validation and also letting you know this guide is around you. I see this man,
right.
this kind of thin, small frame man in kind of somewhat shorts, and he's in a lotus position. And
okay.
he has a goatee, and yeah. But anyway, and so your question though was the first thing that comes to mind is to develop the sense and your psychic sense. If I were to say, okay, is this the only psychic sense that you have? I don't think so. I feel that you have clairaudience and clairvoyant qualities that you can develop. And my guidance is to see if you can get into some kind of development circle, like a
mm-hmm.
development circle, whether, I guess everything's online now. I mean, I used to, you know, before COVID, I went to a physical development circle. Now, in New York City, a lot of them have opened up. I don't know where you are, but even if it's a online one, you know, where you practice your psychic and mediumship skills, that would be
uh-huh.
also what I'm hearing for you, Catherine, is meditation. Meditation, there's something also about listening to the tonalities of singing bowls, of like Tibetan bowls or singing bowls, that what these things do, you know, along with the vibe of meditation when you get into that space of meditating, is that it gets you into that frequency of reception and it gets those muscles of the intuition in condition, right? It gets you into that quiet, rhythmic
mm-hmm.
state. Also, I hear even drum music, Native American drum music. You can get a lot of that on YouTube to listen to that, because for me, when I listen to the Native American drum music or any drum music, it gets me into an altered state. You know, it gets me
mm-hmm.
into that flow where the right brain opens up. So I'm feeling guided to tell you all these things because I feel, you, if I were to say, you know, you have these gifts, Catherine, yeah, you do. And in a way, part of another reason why you smelt this incense is to let you know that you have these gifts. It was a
right.
indication that it was saying, listen, I will send this to you and you will smell it. And I'm telling you, you have this gift to be able to pick up psychically smells, you know. But it's almost like
oh, yeah.
a doorway to your other gifts. So I feel,
got it.
You know, that kind of thing is up for you. That's what I feel. Yeah.
Yeah, I had it happen. It's happened for a couple of years, but with when somebody visits me, you know, like I know my
wow.
grandfather is tobacco smell.
Yeah, wow,
so
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it started only with spirits, but now it's coming through meditation. So it is evolving.
Yeah, right, there you go. So keep
yeah.
it going, yeah. I think these are signs for you. These are definitely signs
mm-hmm.
for you. Because, you know, we're all, you know, as a collective people on this planet, we're all starting, out of necessity, we're starting to learn about our spirituality, which a lot of us have forgotten. We've got, you know, caught up in materiality and everything. I don't want to talk any longer on that because I know you have another question, so maybe we get to that one.
Yeah, so on very different subject. I want to travel the end of August or around Labor Day weekend, kind of before things start up again and I start working again. And
yeah.
I'm pulled now to Alaska.
Alaska, wow. Nice. So you're going to Alaska?
Yeah, I'm just seeing what, if any, is it thumbs up, come up with that, or...
Yeah,
you know,
let's see. Okay.
Like Delta, everyone's afraid, you know, masks are coming back and Delta variant and la la la.
Right. Okay, will Catherine be able to travel? So it'd be around the end of August, around before Labor Day.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, or beginning of September.
Right. Is Catherine going to be traveling to Alaska? I feel a positive on that, I got to say. When I look at you traveling at the end of August before September, around the first part of September, I do feel it forthcoming. I don't feel any delays. I see no delays. That's the two words I get, no delays on the trip. Yeah, and I think you're being guided to go to Alaska. There's something there for you. There's something. Well, Alaska is very special. There's something mystical about Alaska. I feel you're being drawn to Alaska for some reason. It's funny. I see you holding something like a leaf or something. I don't know, like some kind of branch or something up there. They give me an image of you in Alaska doing some meditation up there. I feel, you know, so. Yeah, no, I feel this is a trip you're going to take.
I know cedar trees are important in Alaska, and I love
cedar. Yeah, I saw some branch in your hand for some reason. Yeah, but yeah, I get a positive about the trip for you to Alaska. Yeah, definitely. I feel, no delays I'm hearing, no delays. It's almost like there's an urgency to it, because when I hear this, phrase delays, it's almost like they're saying, don't delay, no delays.
I believe it, buy the ticket.
right.
Perfect timing. All right.
There we are. Okay, well, nice
all right.
talking with you.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
Nice talking
all right,
to you. Thanks.
Yeah, take care.
You too. I'll keep listening.
All right.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay, we're going to take a short break then, ladies and gents.
All right.
Because we've kind of run out of callers. We've got one listener, which is lovely. We like our listeners as well as our callers, of course. So we'll take a break and see what we've got for you. And we'll be back right after this.
The people all in line, what's making them look at me? Can't imagine that their minds are thinking the same as me.
I can hear the grass grow. I can hear the grass grow. I see rainbows in the evening.
My head's attracted to a magnetic wave of sound.
Well, the last time we played the three tracks in a row, I got a message saying, are we just playing music? But, you know, the thing is, when we've got no core cue, we have no script. And a lot of people think that we've got the show pre-planned, that we know what to do. And the answer to that question is, we don't. And, you know, Bryn is sitting where he sits in the US. I'm sitting here in the UK. And we are looking into a virtual screen. So everything's in the virtual world. And there's no pre-scripting of any sort. We can't actually pull something out of the bag and say, well, let's do it this way. And let's talk about this. Okay. Is anybody watching the Olympics at the moment? My son rang earlier today and he said apparently the Brits are doing very well, but I haven't watched it. I must admit I am not a sportsman and I don't like, you know, to say I'm not really into anything much apart from what we do here, and the only real thing that I enjoy is maybe horse racing and anything to do with horses, you know. I think a horse is fit for a man, you know. Is it cruel to get on a horse's back and ride it? Horse loves to ride. Horse loves to be ridden, you know. And horse racing, well, it's debatable because it's like, to say, over the stick. As they call it here, over the hurdles, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, because they have the big race here called the Grand National, where they go over the hurdles, and, you know, horses sometimes get killed in that, and it's like, you know, but, okay, football, no, rugby, when you get the chance to see it, you don't see much of it in this country, because we're not in Wales. You don't see much on it the TV in England, where I am. So you just say mainly maybe snooker. Snooker. I used to like wrestling. I used to like watching wrestling and sometimes boxing. So, yeah. Right, so, you know, that was me. But, okay. So it doesn't look as though anybody else is actually calling in. They may have seen the show right up where we've got Bryn for just the first hour. They might not be calling in because they think, well, what's the point for an hour? But there is a point, because when we did the last show, Bryn was quite happy to carry on over, and we went for an hour and a half in all, and we managed to fit 11 people into an hour and a half. Bit grueling because we didn't have any breaks, we didn't have any music. So Bryn sat there for an hour and a half solid, doing non-stop readings, and you know, we had a good show. But you know, they say when we have just person for first hour, if the second hour doesn't turn up, that's not my fault. You know, we do try to get a second hour guest. So the news that's coming up in the week for you is that Selva changing to Mondays. Do you all know that one? Selva's changing to Mondays. She wanted Mondays in originally, but it was already taken by somebody else. And the person that we give Mondays to, well, couldn't be bothered to turn up, to be quite honest. we did the one first show, which turned out to be just 30 minutes. There's all sorts of problems there at the start. We waited for 30 minutes, playing music, would you believe, before starting the show. And then when we did start the show, we got 30 minutes before we had to abandon once again because the connection broke. And then when we asked the certain gentleman whether everything was okay for the next show, it's okay, very busy man. So busy that he couldn't be bothered to respond, you know. And I'm thinking, okay, well, why are you telling me that everything's okay when it isn't? You know, and if you're going to pull out of something, at least have the decency to reply, you know. And there was no reply. And, you know, I have kind of been told in the past that people that work on the spiritual level, the higher up they are on the spiritual level, the more irresponsible they seem to become. And I don't know what that is. Because, you know, there is no one person on the planet that is any better than anybody else. And we can all connect to spirit, each and every one of us, if we choose to do so. And there's so many walking around on the planet at the moment that don't choose to do anything. But, you know, it still comes to them nevertheless. They just don't know it. And they have experiences. Oh, well, this happened to me today. This happened to me. And they talk about it. And they get excited about it, but they're not prepared to enter into it. And that's the choice. That's a free choice. And this is why I believe, and it's not a religious point of view, it's a personal point of view, is that we do have this thing called free will. You know, it doesn't come from the Bible or anywhere else. It comes from a perspective that you know, we've got to logically have free will. Yeah? Because of the influences of the outside world around us. And if you think of the outside influences around us, they're there all the time. So when a prediction is made or spirit gives you something to do and says, well, this is the outcome of this if you do it this way, then what they don't tell you is the outside influences. And if you look at a pack of tarot cards, for instance, you will always get, in the reading, you will always say, well, this is the outcome if you do it this way, and this is the outcome if you don't do it this way. So, you know, you've got two possible scenarios, two possible outcomes. Spirit want the best for us, and if they go to the good side of spirit, because there's supposed to be two sides, you say. I don't know how true that is, but we won't know until we get there. but if you got your loved ones on the other side, they want the best for you, and they'll give you the best possible outcome for something, and they want that to truly happen for you. So, you know, if it doesn't happen, it's either because of something you've done yourself or something that you've got involved in, which is because of the outside influences of life. And they can't do nothing about those outside influences. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, because there's still a possibility for it to reoccur and happen somewhere farther down the line. So when they say something's going to happen, You best believe it, because I've had incidences in my life where things have happened farther down the line, where they might not have happened instantly, but they've certainly happened eventually. Yeah. So, you know, it does come about. Yeah. So, you know, and it is believed that a day in spirit is like a year to us here. Yeah. So, you know, you've got to think on that level. Yeah. Right, we're going to bring Brim back in for a little chat. I think that's all we can do at the moment, because we've got no callers. Nobody's calling in. And we've got just 20 minutes before we leave here. So let's bring Brim back in and we'll have a general chinwag.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
How are you?
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. So what's your take on you know, when spirit gives a message to you?
Yeah.
It's like you either take it or leave it. You know, it's the same as
right.
when they were
right.
Yeah.
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 No. It's like you said. It's a free will choice. You know, for all people. And I usually tell people. I think I hear an echo. Let me. Do you hear an echo,
Ken? Just let me. Yeah, I'm gonna turn my microphone off and let
okay.
you yourself.
Okay. Yeah. No. I always tell people, nothing is written in stone. You know, and any good intuitive will tell you that. And you know, I'm just telling you what I see, and you make your choice. You know, I'm just one person with a talent that everybody else can develop, and if they do so, give the time for that to do so, and you have the free will to accept or reject what I'm telling you. And also, nothing is written in stone. You know, when I say, well, this is what I see, you know, because you know. Everybody, there are certain players that come into our lives that can change a scenario. So you never know. Things can change on a dime. So that, no, I agree with you, Ken, that, you know, life is about a flow of changeability. There are potentials for things to happen. Yes, some potentials are stronger than others. But even with those stronger potentials, there can be a switch, you know. So it's by degrees that things happen in a prediction or not. You know, the higher the potential, the more potential it will happen, but that's not set either. You know, so, yeah, it's just the impressions that a person like me gets when I talk to somebody. And, you know, I basically try to do the best I can. You know, before I do any reading, I do a prayer to just have my channels open to the God source, or whatever, you know, title you want to give the Creator, doesn't matter. It's the same source we all live under, you know. And I just say, you know, give me it in a simple, direct, uncluttered way, and help me do the best I can for this person in an awesome, honest, sincere way. And you know, with that kind of intention, you can't go wrong, you know. So, yeah, but I agree with you. Yeah, we have the gift of free will. We have the gift of free will, and we have free will, and if we learn to join our free will with the higher self knowledge of a way that it's telling us to go and trust that will, whether you want to call it our God source within us, then we're on the right track. And mostly when we go against that, we get into trouble. We're going down the wrong track and we pay the price a little, but we can always rebound. It's never too late to rebound, you know? So anyway, that's what I feel, yeah. So, yeah. But do you think about that, Ken? I think it's a real gift. It's a gift of choice, right? It's a gift of choice.
I'm going to have to shut your microphone off, otherwise we'll get that echo again. But I follow what Bryn was saying there, almost to the letter, because it's very much the way I think myself here, is that, Spirit will give you a message, and then it's up to you to take that on board and do something with it. We could, as Bryn said there, we can alter things ourselves, or we can change the outcome of something, by not being effective enough in what we do. And if we don't take effectiveness to what we've been told that can happen, and we just sit there on our laurels, so to speak, and do nothing about it, it's not going to fall into your lap. You've got to get out there and do something with what you've been told. So it's really down to us to make that. And like the balance there of making things reoccur is what Spirit wants for us. That's my feelings there, is that it has to be a balanced outcome, because they won't give up on us. And Spirit will try to bring that back round on a rebound sort of thing. And they'll try and bring it back round again. It's not always possible to bring it back exactly the way they said it the first time. But, it might be even better when it does come. And as I've said there earlier, I've had things in my life that's happened that way that if you wait long enough, the outcome is actually worth waiting for. And it does turn out okay. It's not brilliant. And I don't think anything in life is going to ever be as brilliant as we expect it to be. It's always going to have its outside influences, as we said before. But when they do happen, when these things do come around, it's always for the right reason. And we just say, if you've got a problem that needs solving, for instance, it's always the best possible outcome that comes round in the end. And it may take some time to sort out, but it's always worked itself out. And I personally have never gone without, and I've never really there's been times when I've been down and almost out, but we've never been completely out yet. It's like there's always something pulling you back there. There's always something like that stops you getting too low, so to speak. It's like they won't let you get that. They won't let you fail completely. They'll always do everything in their power to bring you back to some sort of stability. How many times have we bounced back from things? It's pretty amazing. I could write a book on it one day. Right. I think what we're going to do is we're going to call this show in, because we've got just 10 minutes left for Bryn, and nobody's called. So if somebody called now, it would be kind of impractical to do anything. So we're going to play out with a piece of music. We're going to say a big, big thank you to Bryn for being here for the last hour. And we'll do it all again next week. Hopefully, we will have two guests next week for you. And I keep putting it out there. Bryn's putting it out on his channel. And I know one or two other people are doing the same. So if there is somebody out there that wants to join us for second hour next week, then we'll do it all again for you. So the next show coming up now is tomorrow evening with Chris. We hope you can be here, 9 p.m. UK time, as per usual. And we're going to leave you with this one.
Thank you. I try, but I can't say goodbye. Goodbye, I know that it's wrong and I should be so strong, but the thought of you gonna make me